Good evening. My name is Stephen Nodley. When Steve Eddington asked me if I would speak tonight about the meaning of the holiday season to me, I realized how much my perception of the season has changed over the years. Growing up in a Jewish family, in a primarily Jewish neighborhood, and also in the South, my feelings and perceptions of the season were quite different when I was very young. Back then, in early December, my brothers and I strung the paper plates and cardboard ribbons proclaiming Happy Hanukkah. There were a few Hanukkah parties at the synagogue and at my grandparents' apartment with the spinning of dreidels and delicious potato latkes. But besides from a few menorahs in some windows, my mostly Jewish neighborhood was pretty dark at night as Christmas approached. But don't think we didn't enjoy the Christmas season in spirit. Come Christmas Eve, while most Christians were at church, my family and likely most of the other Jewish families in Atlanta hopped into our cars and drove to the bright holiday-decorated neighborhoods of our Christian friends. Yes, it was primarily the cadre of cars filled with Jewish folks that created traffic jams late on December 24th. Another major factor in the change in my perception of the Christmas season was my move from living in the South to living in the Northeast. You see, in Atlanta, which is closer to the equator, there was not as much change in the number of hours of daylight between summer and winter as there is here in the Northeast. There also is not as great a change in the seasons. An inch of snow was a major event in Atlanta that would be talked about for years. In fact, the most important clue in Atlanta that the shortest day of the year was approaching was not an obvious change in day length, but rather the appearance of spray-on artificial frost and icicles in the windows of shops and people's homes. I really first began to appreciate what those Christmas lights meant and their relevance to the winter solstice after moving to upstate New York for graduate school. Looking out of a window one late fall day, I couldn't believe the sun was beginning to set low on the horizon, and it was barely a quarter to four in the afternoon. You see, in Atlanta, sunset on the shortest day of the year occurs at 5:32 and not 1:04. In Ithaca, twilight is apparent long before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. In addition, the weather in upstate New York is very, very gray. I suspect the conditions are very similar to those in Northern Europe, where the traditions of Yule, Christmas, and other solstice celebrations arose. There were very few evergreen trees in Ithaca also. So after the autumnal leaves had fallen, the forest surroundings were as gray and sullen as Ithaca skies. My friends and I prayed for snow every year in late December just to lighten things up a bit. Humans are very resourceful, and I believe deep down an optimistic lot. It is now no wonder to me why our Northern European ancestors would have invented such wonderful traditions before the Christmas season. Why accept the grayness of this time of year when families and friends create their own light, both physically and through celebration? Why be devoid of the brightness of living plants when we can bring evergreens into our homes in the form of wreaths and brightly ornamented Christmas trees? While my new understanding of the meaning of the Christmas season has been evolving over many years, it certainly was reinforced through my participation in this church. Listening to Steve's wonderful sermons during the last 5 years, as well as the participation of our family in this church's religious education program, has reinforced and expanded upon my perception of the wonderful meaning of this season. You see, it is not so much what is outside that can bring brightness to our lives. Rather, it's what we do on the inside. In our homes and in our churches, our synagogues, our mosques, or wherever we celebrate together. By bringing together family and friends in wonderful settings such as this church, we have the power to create light in our lives through friendship and celebration. From my wonderful wife, Sabeth, my terrific daughters, Madeline and Leah, and from me, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.